A famed sculptor who calls Florence, Italy home is wrapping up a two-week course he's teaching students in Boise State's Fine Arts program. Matt Gillum took a trip to his studio at the Ben Victor Gallery on campus and felt like perhaps he'd taken a step back in time.
Besides the constant clacking of chisels against blocks of imported Carrara marble, one of the most striking things about stepping into this sculpture studio using marble is the dust. Little chips of rock and dust fly from each student's block as they turn white stone into art. One of the students in the invitation-only workshop is Christina Gilmore. She's pursuing a degree in sculpture at Boise State. Like her fellow students in the workshop, when it comes to working in marble,
none of us have. This is the first time an artist of his caliber has come to Idaho. And even like other artists haven't known about these little machines in America. So they were all handmade for this workshop, and he brought them here.
What is the machine called?
It's called a little pointing machine.
No, she's not kidding. That's actually what it's called. It comes from the Italian.
Macchinetta a punto, which is Italian for little pointing machine. There really isn't a word for it in English.
Jason Arkles has his sleeves rolled up and is covered in a fine layer of marble dust as he goes around the studio. He's an American, but has lived in Florence for the last 20 years. The little pointing device he brought with him, they look like something you'd expect to see on Isaac Newton or Leonardo da Vinci's desk.
It's just a very simple device. It's a tripod that sits on your plaster cast, and then you can pick it up and you can put it on your marble, and it has three little feet, a long needle. You pick up the whole tripod, you put it on your marble, and now the needle is pointing at exactly where that point will be in your stone. It's triangulation, so it's the same thing that open ocean navigators would use or land surveyors.
Arkles found his way from Italy's Tuscany region to Boise's Ben Victor Gallery by way of a podcast about sculpture he hosts. Turns out the titular Ben Victor is a fan.
Ben has been a listener since the beginning. Less than a year ago, he contacted me about the possibility of coming over to Florence to study with me and bringing a couple of his students along with him. And we crunched the numbers, and we realized that it would be cheaper just to bring me and a bunch of marble and some marble tools to Boise. And so here I am.
The dust, the chiseling, the little pointing machines, the techniques being used in this modern studio are the same as centuries ago.
I'm standing here, and it's like watching a lost art. This is not something that you even think is being done anymore. Should that perception change? Are people still out there carving beautiful marble sculptures?
Absolutely. In the United States, you could go to Loveland, Colorado, which is the center of marble carving in the United States. And if you're in Italy, like I am, you can go just down the road from Florence to Carrara, which is absolutely mecca for marble carvers. You don't really see it because if you're a sculptor who lives in New York or Los Angeles or Hong Kong, and you have a commission for a large-scale marble statue, you go to Carrara to make it. When it's done, then you ship it to wherever it's going to go. And so you go to the mountain rather than the mountain coming to you.
For the select group of students in Boise, they not only have a chance to learn marble as a medium, they get the rare experience of having the mountain come to them. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.